And now chapter 13 of the Madhyalila, the ecstatic dancing of the Lord at Rathayatra. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced in front of the car of Sri Jagannath, be all glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to the listeners of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please hear the description of the dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Rathayatra festival. His dancing is very enchanting. Please hear of it with great attention. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates got up in the dark and attentively took their early morning baths. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates then went to see the ceremony of Panduvijaya. During this ceremony, Lord Jagannath leaves his throne and gets up onto the car. King Prataparudra in person, as well as his entourage, allowed the Panduvijaya ceremony to be seen by all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his prominent devotees, Advaitacharya, Nityananda Prabhu, and others, were very happy to observe how Lord Jagannath began the Rathayatra. The very strongly built dayatas, or the carriers of the Jagannath deity, were as powerful as drunken elephants. They manually carried Lord Jagannath from the throne to the car. While carrying the deity of Lord Jagannath, some of the dayatas took hold of the shoulders of the Lord, and some caught his lotus feet. The Lord Jagannath deity was bound at the waist by a strong, thick rope made of silk. From two sides, the dayatas caught hold of this rope and raised the deity. Strong, puffed-up cotton pads, called tulis, were spread out from the throne to the car, and the heavy deity of Lord Jagannath was carried from one pillow-like pad to the next by the dayatas. While the dayatas carried the heavy Jagannath deity from one pad to the next, some of the pads broke, and the cotton contents floated into the air. When they broke, they made a heavy, cracking sound. Lord Jagannath is the maintainer of the whole universe. Who can carry him from one place to another? However, the Lord moves by his personal will just to perform his pastimes. While the Lord was transported from the throne to the car, tumultuous sounds were made on various musical instruments. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting, "Mani Ma, Mani Ma," but he could not be heard. The word Mani Ma is used to address a respectable person in Orissa. Lord Jagannath was being respectfully addressed by Sri Chaitanya in this way. While the Lord was being carried from the throne to the car, King Prataparudra personally engaged in the Lord's service by cleansing the road with a broom that had a golden handle. The king sprinkled the road with sandalwood-scented water. Although he was the owner of the royal throne, he engaged in menial service for the sake of Lord Jagannath. Although the king was the most exalted, respectable person, still he accepted menial service for the Lord. He therefore became a suitable candidate for receiving the Lord's mercy. Upon seeing the king engage in such menial service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Simply by rendering this service, the king received the mercy of the Lord. Everyone was astonished to see the decorations on the Rath car. The car appeared to be newly made of gold, and it was as high as Mount Sumeru. The decorations included bright mirrors and hundreds of chamaras, or white whisks made of yak tails. On top of the car were a neat and clean canopy and very beautiful flag. The car was also decorated with silken cloth and various pictures. Many brass bells, gongs, and ankle bells rang. For the pastimes of the Rath Yatra ceremony, Lord Jagannath got aboard one car, and his sister Subhadra and elder brother Balaram got aboard two other cars. For 15 days, the Lord had remained in a secluded place with the Supreme Goddess of Fortune and had performed his pastimes with her. Having taken permission from the Goddess of Fortune, the Lord came out to ride on the Rath car and perform his pastimes for the pleasure of his devotees. The fine white sand spread all over the path resembled the bank of the Yamuna, and the small gardens on both sides looked just like those in Vrindavan. As Lord Jagannath rode in his car, he saw the beauty on both sides, and his mind was filled with pleasure. The pullers of the car were known as godas, and they pulled with great pleasure. However, the car sometimes went very fast and sometimes very slow. Sometimes the car would stand still and not move, even though it was pulled very vigorously. The chariot therefore moved by the will of the Lord, not by the strength of any ordinary person. As the car stood still, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gathered all his devotees and with his own hand decorated them with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp. Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bhadati were both personally given garlands and sandalwood pulp from the very hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This increased their transcendental pleasure. Similarly, when Advaitacharya and Nityananda Prabhu felt the touch of the transcendental hand of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were both very pleased. The Lord also gave garlands and sandalwood pulp to the performers of Sankirtan. The chief two performers were Svarup Damodar and Srivas Thakur. There were altogether four parties of kirtan performers, comprising 24 chanters. In each party, there were also two mridanga players, making an additional 8 persons. When the four parties were formed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after some consideration, divided the chanters. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu, Advaitacharya, Haridas Thakur, and Bakrishvar Pandit to dance in each of the four respective parties. Svarup Damodar was chosen as the leader of the first party and was given 5 assistants to respond to his chanting. The 5 who responded to the singing of Svarup Damodar were Damodar Pandit, Narayan, Govinda Dutt, Raghava Pandit, and Sri Govinda Nanda. Advaitacharya Prabhu was ordered to dance in the first group. The Lord then formed another group with Srivas Thakur as the chief man. The five singers who responded to the singing of Srivas Thakur were Gangadas, Haridas, Sriman, Shubhananda, and Sri Ram Pandit. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was appointed as a dancer. Another group was formed consisting of Vasudev, Gopinath, and Murari. All these were responsive singers, and Mukunda was the chief singer. Another two persons, Srikanta and Balabhasen, joined as responsive singers. In this group, Haridas Thakur, the senior, was the dancer. The Lord formed another group, appointing Govinda Ghosh as leader. In this group, the younger Haridas, Vishnudas, and Raghava were the responding singers. Two brothers named Madhva Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh also joined this group as responsive singers. Bakrishvar Pandit was the dancer. There was a Sankirtan party from the village known as Kulinagram, and Ramananda and Satyaraj were appointed the dancers in this group. There was another party that came from Shantipur and was formed by Advaitacharya. Achyutananda was the dancer, and the rest of the men were singers. Another party was formed by the people of Kunda. These people were singing in a different place. In that group, Narahari Prabhu and Raghu Nandana were dancing. Four parties chanted and danced in front of Lord Jagannath. And on both sides were two other parties. Another was at the rear. There were altogether seven parties of Sankirtan, and in each party, two men were beating drums. Thus, 14 drums were being played at once. The sound was tumultuous, and all the devotees became mad. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. All the Vaishnavas came together like an assembly of clouds. As the devotees chanted the holy names, tears fell in great ecstasy like rainfall from their eyes. When the Sankirtan resounded, it filled the three worlds. Indeed, no one could hear mundane sounds or musical instruments other than the Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wandered through all seven groups, chanting the holy name, Hari, Hari. Raising his arms, he shouted, all glories to Lord Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then exhibited another mystic power by performing pastimes simultaneously in all seven groups. Everyone said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present in my group. Indeed, he does not go anywhere else. He is bestowing his mercy upon us. Actually, no one could see the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Only the most confidential devotees, those in pure, unalloyed devotional service, could understand. Lord Jagannath was very pleased by the Sankirtan, and he brought his car to a standstill just to see the performance. King Prataparudra also was astonished to see the Sankirtan. He became inactive, and was converted to ecstatic love of Krishna. When the king informed Kashi Mishra of the glories of the Lord, Kashi Mishra replied,
O king, your fortune has no limit.
The king and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya were both aware of the Lord's activities, but no one else could see the tricks of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only a person who has received the mercy of the Lord can understand. Without the Lord's mercy, even the demigods headed by Lord Brahma cannot understand. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied to see the king accept the menial task of sweeping the street, and for this humility, the king received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He could therefore observe the mystery of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. Although the king was refused an interview, he was indirectly bestowed causeless mercy. Who can understand the internal potency of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? When the two great personalities, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Kashi Mishra, saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy upon the king, they were astonished. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes for some time in this way. He personally sang and induced his personal associates to dance. According to his need, the Lord sometimes exhibited one form and sometimes many. This was being executed by his internal potency. Indeed, the personality of Godhead forgot himself in the course of his transcendental pastimes, but his internal potency, knowing the intentions of the Lord, made all arrangements. Just as Lord Sri Krishna formerly performed the Ras Lila dance and other pastimes at Vrindavan, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed uncommon pastimes moment after moment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing before the Rath Yatra car could be perceived only by pure devotees. Others could not understand. Descriptions of Lord Krishna's uncommon dancing can be found in the revealed scripture Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in great jubilation and inundated all the people with waves of ecstatic love. Thus, Lord Jagannath mounted his car, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired all his devotees to dance in front of it. Now please hear about Lord Jagannath's going to the Gundicha temple while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced before the Rath car. The Lord performed kirtan for some time, and through his own endeavor inspired all the devotees to dance. When the Lord himself wanted to dance, all seven groups combined together. The Lord's devotees, including Srivas, Ramai, Raghu, Govinda, Mukunda, Haridas, Govindananda, Madhava, and Govinda, all combined together. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired to jump high while dancing, he placed these nine people in the charge of Swarup Damodar. These devotees sang along with the Lord, and they also ran beside him. All the other groups of men also sang. Offering obeisances to the Lord with folded hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised his face toward Jagannath and prayed as follows. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Krishna, who is the worshipable deity for all Brahminical men, who is the well-wisher of cows and Brahmins, and who is always benefiting the whole world. I offer my repeated obeisances to the personality of Godhead, known as Krishna and Govinda. All glories unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the Son of Devaki. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the Light of the Dynasty of Vrishni. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose bodily luster is like that of a new cloud, and whose body is as soft as a lotus flower. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared on this planet to deliver the world from the burden of demons, and who can offer liberation to everyone. Lord Sri Krishna is he who is known as Jananivasa, the ultimate resort of all living entities, and who is also known as Devaki Nandan or Yashoda Nandan, the son of Devaki and Yashoda. He is the guide of the Yadu dynasty, and with his mighty arms he kills everything inauspicious as well as every man who is impious. By his presence, he destroys all things inauspicious for all living entities, moving and inert. His blissful, smiling face always increases the lusty desires of the gopis of Vrindavan. May he be all glorious and happy. I am not a Brahmin. I am not a Kshatriya. I am not a Vaishya or a Shudra. Nor am I a Brahmachari, a householder, a Vanaprast, or a Sannyasi. I identify myself only as a servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of the Lord of Sri Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. He is like an ocean of nectar, and he is the cause of universal transcendental bliss. He is always existing with brilliance. Having recited all these verses from scripture, the Lord again offered his obeisances, and all the devotees with folded hands also offered prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, roaring like thunder and moving in a circle like a wheel, he appeared like a circling firebrand. Wherever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stepped while dancing, the whole earth, with its hills and seas, appeared to tilt. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, he displayed various blissful transcendental changes in his body. Sometimes he appeared as though stunned. Sometimes the hairs of his body stood on end. Sometimes he perspired, cried, trembled, and changed color. And sometimes he exhibited symptoms of helplessness, pride, exuberance, and humility. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down with a crash while dancing, he would roll on the ground. At such times it appeared that a golden mountain was rolling on the ground. Nityananda Prabhu would stretch out his two hands and try to catch the Lord when he was running here and there. Advaitacharya would walk behind the Lord and loudly chant, "Hari Bol! Hari Bol!" again and again. Just to check the crowds from coming too near the Lord, they formed three circles. The first circle was guided by Nityananda Prabhu, who is Balaram himself, the possessor of great strength. All the devotees, headed by Kashishpar and Govinda, linked hands and formed a second circle around the Lord. Maharaj Prataparudra and his personal assistants formed a third circle around the two inner circles just to check the crowd from coming too near. With his hands on the shoulders of Harichandan, King Prataparudra could see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing, and the king felt great ecstasy. While the king beheld the dancing, Srivas Thakur, standing in front of him, became ecstatic as he saw the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seeing Srivas Thakur standing before the king, Harichandan touched Srivas with his hand and requested him to step aside. Absorbed in watching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dance, Srivas Thakur could not understand why he was being touched and pushed. After he was pushed again and again, he became angry. Srivas Thakur slapped Harichandan to stop him from pushing him. In turn, this made Harichandan angry. As the angry Harichandan was about to speak to Srivas Thakur, Prataparudra Maharaj personally stopped him. King Prataparudra said, "You are very fortunate, for you have been graced by the touch of Srivas Thakur. I am not so fortunate. You should feel obliged to him." Everyone was astonished by the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and even Lord Jagannath became extremely happy to see him. The car came to a complete standstill and remained immobile while Lord Jagannath, with unblinking eyes, watched the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The goddess of fortune, Subhadra, and Lord Balaram both felt great happiness and ecstasy within their hearts. Indeed, they were seen smiling at the dancing. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, 8 wonderful transformations indicative of divine ecstasy were seen on his body. All these symptoms were visible simultaneously. His skin erupted with goose pimples, and the hairs of his body stood on end. His body resembled the silk cotton tree, all covered with thorns. Indeed, the people became afraid just to see his teeth chatter, and they even thought that his teeth would fall out. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whole body flowed with perspiration and at the same time oozed blood. He made the sounds, "Chugga-gaga, chugga-gaga," in a voice choked with ecstasy. Tears came forcefully from the eyes of the Lord, as if from a syringe, and all the people surrounding him became wet. Everyone saw the complexion of his body change from white to pink, so that his luster resembled that of the malika flower. Sometimes he appeared stunned, and sometimes he rolled on the ground. Indeed, sometimes his legs and hands became as hard as dry wood, and he did not move. When the Lord fell on the ground, sometimes his breathing almost stopped. When the devotees saw this, their lives also became very feeble. Water flowed from his eyes, and sometimes through his nostrils, and foam fell from his mouth. These flowings appeared to be torrents of nectar descending from the moon. The foam which fell from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taken and drunk by Shubhananda because he was very fortunate and expert in relishing the mellow of ecstatic love of Krishna. After performing his devastating dance for some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind entered into a mood of ecstatic love. After abandoning the dancing, the Lord ordered Svarup Damodar to sing. Understanding his mind, Svarup Damodar began to sing as follows. "Now I have gained the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I was being burned by Cupid and was withering away." When this refrain was loudly sung by Svarup Damodar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again began rhythmically dancing in transcendental bliss. The car of Lord Jagannath began to move slowly, while the son of Mother Sachi went ahead and danced in front. While dancing and singing, all the devotees in front of Lord Jagannath kept their eyes on him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to the end of the procession with the Sankirtan performers. His eyes and mind fully absorbed in Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to play the drama of the song with his two arms. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dramatically enacting the song, he would sometimes fall behind in the procession. At such times, Lord Jagannath would come to a standstill. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again went forward, Lord Jagannath's car would slowly start again. Thus there was a sort of competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath in seeing who would lead. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong that he made Lord Jagannath wait in his car. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, his ecstasy changed. Raising his two arms, he began to recite the following verse in a loud voice. That very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover, yet still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Reva, under the Vitasi tree. Oh, that is my desire. This verse was recited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again. But for Svarup Damodar, no one could understand its meaning. I have already explained this verse. Now I shall simply describe it in brief. Formerly, all the gopis of Vrindavan were very pleased when they met with Krishna in the holy place Kurukshetra. Similarly, after seeing Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awoke with the ecstasy of the gopis. Being absorbed in this ecstasy, he asked Svarup Damodar to sing the refrain. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke thus to Lord Jagannath.
You are the same Krishna, and I am the same Radharani. We are meeting again in the same way that we met in the beginning of our lives. Although we are both the same, my mind is attracted to Vrindavan Dham. I wish that you will please again appear with your lotus feet in Vrindavan. Kurukshetra, it is crowded with people, with elephants and horses, and the rattling of chariots. But in Vrindavan, however, there are flower gardens, and the humming of bees and the chirping of birds can be heard. Here at Kurukshetra, you are dressed like a royal prince accompanied by great warriors. But in Vrindavan, you appear just like an ordinary cowherd boy, accompanied only by your beautiful flute. Here, there is not even a drop of the ocean of transcendental happiness that I enjoyed with you in Vrindavan. I therefore request you to come to Vrindavan and enjoy pastimes with me. If you do so, my ambition will be fulfilled.
I have already described in brief Srimati Radharani's statement from Srimad Bhagavatam. In that ecstatic mood, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited many other verses, but people in general cannot understand their meaning. The meaning of those verses was known to Svarup Damodar Goswami, but he did not reveal it. However, Sri Rupa Goswami has broadcast the meaning. While dancing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again began to recite that verse, which he tasted in the association of Swarup Damodar Goswami. The gopi spoke thus, "Dear Lord, whose navel is just like a lotus flower, your lotus feet are the only shelter for those who have fallen into the deep well of material existence. Your feet are worshipped and meditated upon by great mystic yogis and highly learned philosophers. Oh, we wish that these lotus feet may also be awakened within our hearts. Although we are only ordinary persons engaged in household affairs." Speaking in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "For most people, the mind and heart are one. But because my mind is never separated from Vrindavan, I consider my mind and Vrindavan to be one. My mind is already Vrindavan, and since you like Vrindavan, will you please place your lotus feet there? I would deem that your full mercy." "Oh, my dear Lord, kindly hear my true submission. My home is Vrindavan, and I wish your association there. If I do not get it, then it will be very difficult for me to keep my life. My dear Krishna, formerly, when you were staying in Mathura, you sent Uddhava to teach me speculative knowledge and mystic yoga. Now you yourself are speaking the same thing, but, oh, my mind doesn't accept it. There is no place in my mind for Gyan Yoga, Dhyan Yoga. Although you know me very well, you are still instructing me in Gyan Yoga and Dhyan Yoga, and it is not right for you to do so. I would like to withdraw my consciousness from you and engage it in material activities. But even though I try, I cannot do so. I am naturally inclined to you and you only. Your instructions for me to meditate on you are therefore simply ludicrous. In this way, you are killing me. It is not very good for you to think of me as a candidate for your instructions." The gopis are not like the mystic yogis. They will never be satisfied simply by meditating on your lotus feet and imitating the so-called yogis. Teaching the gopis about meditation is another kind of duplicity. When they are instructed to undergo mystic yoga practice, they are not at all satisfied. On the contrary, they become more angry with you. The gopis are fallen in the great ocean of separation, and they are being devoured by the timingala fish, which represent their ambition to serve you. The gopis are to be delivered from the mouths of these timingala fish, for they are pure devotees. Since they have no material conception of life, why should they aspire for liberation? The gopis do not want that liberation desired by the yogis and jnanis, for they are already liberated from the ocean of material existence. It is amazing that you have forgotten the land of Vrindavan. And how is it that you have forgotten your father and mother and friends? How have you forgotten Govardhan Hill, the bank of the Yamuna, and the forest where you enjoyed the Ras Lila dance? Krishna,
You are certainly a refined gentleman with all good qualities. You are well-behaved, soft-hearted, and merciful. I know that there is not even a tinge of fault to be found in you. Yet, your mind does not even remember the inhabitants of Vrindavan. This is only my misfortune and nothing else. I do not care for my personal unhappiness. But when I see the morose face of your mother Yashoda and the hearts of all the inhabitants of Vrindavan breaking because of you, I wonder whether you want to kill them all. Is it that you want to enliven them by coming there? Why is it you are simply keeping them alive in that state of suffering? The inhabitants of Vrindavan do not want you dressed like a prince, nor do they want you to associate with great warriors in a different country. They cannot leave the land of Vrindavan, and without your presence, they are all dying. What is their condition to be? My dear Krishna, you are the life and soul of Vrindavan Dham. You are especially the life of Nanda Maharaj. You are the only opulence in the land of Vrindavan, and you are very merciful. Please come and let them all live. Kindly keep your lotus feet again in Vrindavan. After hearing Srimati Radharani's statements, Lord Krishna's love for the inhabitants of Vrindavan was evoked, and his body and mind became very perturbed. After hearing of their love for him, he immediately thought himself to be always indebted to the residents of Vrindavan. Then Krishna began to pacify Srimati Radharani as follows. My dearest Srimati Radharani, please hear me. I'm speaking the truth. I cry day and night simply upon remembering all you inhabitants of Vrindavan. No one knows how unhappy this makes me. All the inhabitants of Vrindavan Dham, my mother, father, cowherd boys, and everything else are just like my life and soul. And among all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, oh, the gopis, they are my very life and soul. And among the gopis, you, Srimati Radharani, you, yes, you are the chief. Therefore, you are the very life of my life. My dear Srimati Radharani, I am always subservient to the loving affairs of all of you. I am under your control only. My separation from you and residence in distant places have occurred due to my strong misfortune. When a woman is separated from the man she loves, or a man is separated from his beloved woman, neither of them can live. It is a fact that they live only for one another. For if one dies and the other hears of it, he or she will die also. A loving, chaste wife and a loving husband who desire all welfare for each other in separation and do not care for personal happiness, desire only one another's well-being. Such a pair certainly meet again without delay. You are my most dear, and I know that in my absence you cannot live for a moment. Just to keep you living, I worship Lord Narayan. By his merciful potency, I come to Vrindavan, yes, every day, to enjoy pastimes with you. And then I return to Dwarkadham. Thus, you can always feel my presence there in Vrindavan. Our love affair is more powerful because of my good fortune in receiving Narayan's grace. This allows me to come here unseen by others. I hope that very soon I will be visible to everyone. I have already killed all the mischievous demons who are enemies of the Yadu dynasty. And I have also killed Kamsa and his allies. However, there are two or four demons still living. And I want to kill them. And after doing so, yes, I shall very soon return to Vrindavan. Please know this for certain. I wish to protect the inhabitants of Vrindavan from the attacks of my enemies. That is why I remain in my kingdom. Otherwise, I am indifferent to my royal position. Whatever wives, sons, and wealth I maintain in the kingdom are only for the satisfaction of the Yadus. Your loving qualities always attract me to Vrindavan. Indeed, they will bring me back within 10 or 20 days. And when I return, I shall enjoy both night and day with you and all the damsels of Rajabhumi. While speaking to Radharani, Krishna became very anxious to return to Vrindavan. He made her listen to a verse which banished all her difficulties and which assured her that she would again attain Krishna. Lord Sri Krishna said, "Devotional service unto me is the only way to attain me. Oh, my dear gopis, whatever love and affection you have attained for me by good fortune is the only reason for my returning to you." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sit in his room with Swarup Damodar and taste the topics of these verses day and night. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced completely absorbed in ecstatic emotion. While looking at the face of Lord Jagannath, he danced and recited these verses. No one can describe the good fortune of Swarup Damodar Goswami, for he is always absorbed in the service of the Lord with his body, mind, and words. The senses of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are identical with the senses of Swarup. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to become fully absorbed in tasting the singing of Swarup Damodar. In emotional ecstasy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes sit on the ground and, looking down, would write on the ground with his finger. Feeling that the Lord would injure his finger by writing in this way, Swarup Damodar checked him with his own hand. Swarup Damodar used to sing exactly according to the ecstatic emotion of the Lord. Whenever a particular mellow was being tasted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar would personify it by singing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked upon the beautiful lotus-like face and eyes of Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath was garlanded, dressed with nice garments, and adorned with beautiful ornaments. His face was glittering from the rays of sunshine, and the entire atmosphere was fragrant. An ocean of transcendental bliss expanded in the heart of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and symptoms of madness immediately intensified like a hurricane. The madness of transcendental bliss created waves of various emotions. The emotions appeared like opposing soldiers staging a fight. There was an increase in all the natural emotional symptoms. Thus there were awakening emotions, peaceful emotions, joined, mixed, transcendental, and prevalent emotions, and impetuses for emotion. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body appeared like a transcendental Himalayan mountain bearing ecstatic, emotional flower trees, all of them blooming. Upon seeing all these symptoms, everyone's mind and consciousness were attracted. Indeed, the Lord sprinkled everyone's mind with the nectar of transcendental love of Godhead. Hare Krishna. He sprinkled the minds of the servants of Lord Jagannath, the government officers, the pilgrim visitors, the general populace, and all the residents of Jagannath Puri. After seeing the dancing and ecstatic love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone became astonished. In their hearts, they became infatuated with love of Krishna. Everyone danced and chanted in ecstatic love, and a great noise resounded. Everyone was overwhelmed with transcendental bliss just to see the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Apart from the others, even Lord Jagannath and Lord Balaram, with great happiness, began to move very slowly upon seeing the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Jagannath and Lord Balaram sometimes stopped the car and happily observed Lord Chaitanya's dancing. Anyone who was able to see them stop and watch the dancing bore witness to their past.
When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and wandering in this way, he fell down in front of Maharaj Prataparudra. Maharaj Prataparudra picked the Lord up with great respect. But upon seeing the king, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his external senses. After seeing the king, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu condemned himself, saying, "Oh, how pitiful it is that I have touched a person who is interested in mundane affairs." Not even Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Kashishpa, or Govinda took care of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he fell down. Nityananda was in great ecstasy, and Kashishpa and Govinda were elsewhere. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already been satisfied by the king's behavior, for the king had accepted the service of a sweeper for Lord Jagannath. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually desired to see the king. However, just to warn his personal associates, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu externally expressed feelings of anger. King Prataparudra became frightened when Lord Chaitanya showed external anger, but Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told the king,
"Don't worry, the Lord is very satisfied with you. By pointing you out, he was teaching his personal associates how to behave with mundane people. I shall submit your petition when there is an opportune moment. It will then be easy for you to come and meet the Lord."
After circumambulating Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went behind the car and began pushing it with his head. As soon as he pushed, the car immediately started to move, making a rattling noise. The people all around began to chant the holy name of the Lord, "Hari! Hari!" As the car began to move, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his personal associates in front of the cars occupied by Lord Balaram and Subhadra, the goddess of fortune. Greatly inspired, he then began to dance in front of them. After finishing the dance before Lord Baladev and Subhadra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came before Lord Jagannath's car. Upon seeing Lord Jagannath, he began to dance again. When they reached the place called Balagandhi, Lord Jagannath stopped his car and began to look left and right. On the left side, Lord Jagannath saw the neighborhood of Brahmins, known as Vipra Shashan, and the coconut tree grove. On the right side, he saw nice flower gardens resembling those in the holy place, Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees were dancing in front of the car, and having stopped the car, Lord Jagannath watched the dancing. It was customary that food be offered to the Lord at Vipra Shashan. Indeed, innumerable dishes of food were offered, and Lord Jagannath tasted each one of them. All kinds of devotees of Lord Jagannath, from neophytes to the most advanced, offered their best cooked food to the Lord. This included the king, his queens, his ministers and friends, and all other big and small residents of Jagannath Puri. All the visitors who had come from different countries to Jagannath Puri, as well as the local devotees, offered their personally cooked food to the Lord. The devotees offered their foods everywhere, in front and behind the car, on the two sides, and within the flower garden. Wherever possible, they made their offerings to the Lord, for there were no hard and fast rules. While the food was being offered, a large crowd of people gathered. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped his dancing and went to a nearby garden. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the garden. Immersed in a great ecstatic emotion, he fell flat on a raised platform there. The Lord was very fatigued from the hard labor of dancing, and there was perspiration all over his body. He therefore enjoyed the fragrant, cool breeze of the garden. All the devotees who were performing Sankirtan came there and took rest under each and every tree. Thus I have described the great performance of congregational chanting by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he danced in front of Lord Jagannath. In his prayer known as Chaitanyastika, Srila Rupa Goswami has given a vivid description of the Lord's dancing before the car of Lord Jagannath. It goes as follows. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced down the main road in great ecstasy before Lord Jagannath, the master of Neelachal, who was sitting on his car. Overwhelmed by the transcendental bliss of dancing and surrounded by Vaishnavas who sang the holy names, he manifested waves of ecstatic love of Godhead. When will Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again be visible to my vision? Anyone who hears this description of the Kar festival will attain Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He will also attain the elevated state by which he will have firm conviction in devotional service and love of Godhead. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Shivasadi Gauratam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitya. This ends chapter 13 of the Madhya Lila, the ecstatic dancing of the Lord at Ratha Yatra.